Welcome everyone to our latest episode of Page Turners. I'm your host Lucas, and today we have a special episode lined up for you. We're diving into the world of literature, discussing about books that have been a topic of much conversation during the holiday season. Joining me today are three avid readers and enthusiasts who have unique insights into our book of the month. Let's welcome Roman, Noemi and Louise. Great to have you all here. So before we start, a quick reminder to our listeners. If you love our podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Now let's get into it. So these books have been quite a journey for many of us. Louise, I have two questions for you. So which book did you choose to read and why? And how long did it take you to read it? And was it challenging?
So I chose the Oath of the Five Lords by Yves Saint and André Juillard. So it's a comics with Blake and Mortimer as the main characters. And I chose this book because I always heard about Blake and Mortimer in songs or in real life. So I wanted to try and read it. So the reading was simple. So it took me 2 days to read it, and it was a pleasure to read this book. So it wasn't really a challenge. The reading was smooth, and I hadn't any issue to understand, to let go of the thread, partly thanks to the definition in the margin.
Okay, very interesting take, Louis. Now moving on to Noemi. Noemi, which book did you choose?
So I chose The Sorceress, written by Philippa Boston. It's a historical story and a murder mystery.
Okay, so is it the first time you read a murder mystery story? And was it similar or different from other stories you have read in the past?
No, I read a lot of mystery story. It's my favorite genre. However, it's different from the other story that I read because the story takes place in Middle Ages. So it talks about problem of the time and not the problem that we have nowadays.
Okay. Can you describe the protagonist? Was it easier to identify with he or her? Why or why not?
The protagonist is a young woman of the Middle Ages, Maud Mansfield. She's very brilliant and a very good detective. She really wants to save people, to protect the truth and to make justice. But it was very difficult to identify with her because she's very different to me. For example, by her age, she's 15. Or the way she lives, she lives in a small village in the 16th century.
Okay, so do you think the author wanted you to learn a lesson from reading this book?
I think the author wanted to send us the message that we shouldn't trust appearances and that we should always try to be fair. The truth may be hard to find, but we shouldn't immediately trust the accusation made without proofs.
That's a deep analysis, Noemi. Thank you. Lastly, Romain, which book did you choose to read?
So I choose one of the books of the Fazbear Fright series, that's called Into the Pits, that was written by Scott Houghton. This is like a horror story with three stories in it.
Okay, so if you could interview the author, what would you like to know?
In the first story, the ending was really mysterious. It ended like a cliffhanger. And I really want to ask Scott Carlton what happened. What really happened in the end? Because we don't actually know what's happened to the protagonist. If the protagonist died or did he survive?
Okay, so what extent did the protagonist change between the beginning and the end of the story?
In the three stories, we experienced three different protagonists. There are always like kids going from 10 years old to 16 years old. They mostly learn from their mistakes, which was mostly due to family issues or friendship. In the different stories, we have bad and good endings. That's are really well explicit. Some people did some mistakes that can't be actually forgiven. Some died from wrongdoings, and that's why I could say they kind of evolved due to death, due to the exposure of death, and they actually put some of, they actually realized what was the good point to say.
Okay, and on the whole, would you, on the whole, would you recommend this book or not?
On whole, I would really recommend this book to middle-aged students, I could say, from 16 years old to the massive exposure of anxiety and horror and gore aspects. But yes, the book was insanely interesting with a good introduce horror.
That brings us to the end of our discussion. Thank you, Roman, Emil, Louis, for your brilliant insights. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on Page Turners. Until next time, keep reading and keep exploring new ideas. Goodbye.